May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guessed it. It's that time again, today's Health Update. Glad you could tune in and listen to what we talk about because, folks, we are going to tell you the truth, even if it hurts your feelings. Not trying to hurt your feelings, but sometimes I've had many times in my life the truth makes people mad, especially when they've believed lies their whole life. And, you know, you find out that all that was a lie, it should make you a little bit angry. So to help me give you some good information and to help you understand the truth, I've got a good friend and somebody y'all have heard before if you're regular listeners, Bert Golding on the phone with me. Hey, Bert, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great, good to be back with you.
It's always good to have you on. We, you and I got so much in common. We really love helping people, and you know, it's such a blessing since we've been carrying Positive Power Nutritional Supplements. I can tell people and have told many people, but I want everybody listening on the radio, they're as close to as they make the, they're like we are. They're dedicated to making and providing the public with the best supplements on earth. They're a little more pricey than what you'll buy at Walmart, obviously, but let me tell you something, the difference is so noticeable. That people say, yeah, it costs more. But and Bert, I'm going to give everybody one quick example of that before we get into night eyes and eye energy. I'm going to tell y'all, people come in all the time right now, especially with all the COVID and all that stuff they scared everybody with, you want a vitamin C. A lot of you out there have been taking vitamin C your whole lives, and there's a lot of options out there. And you can buy that cheap stuff if you want to. And it's better than nothing. I'm not knocking that. Listen, if you want to buy the least expensive 1,000-milligram vitamin C on the market, I don't have a problem with that. I'm just telling you, if you're like I am and you want the best, you're going to want to get this high-energy C-complex 1250 by Positive Power Nutritionals. And the reason I tell you that is because, Bert, I find it so interesting that we still list everything by calories. And when you told me that other countries are listing it by joules, is that what it's called?
Yes.
And the difference is they don't want Americans to know how low ranking our foods are, our supplements are on the nutrition scale. Bert, what is this C-complex? Tell them about, just give them a quick rundown on the energy that's in this C-complex.
Well, average vitamin C products that you'll get out of the mass markets, like you mentioned, Walmart or any place, the vitamin C only has an electrical potential of 7,000, which means that's about, I mean, that would be like a good glass of purified water. That's what you're doing. But, of course, you're paying a lot more than a glass of water. So that's the 7,000, the Positive Power Nutrition High Energy Vitamin C Complex 1250 has an electrical potential of 115 million. So that's almost 2,000 times as strong as the other one. And it only costs just a little bit more. And you can feel the difference. Everyone who has gone ahead and taken that new vitamin C, and they take it with a glass of water and they swallow it, and they just feel a difference. They can't describe it. I'm not saying that I have the words to describe it, but they just, you know, they say it's just an overall good feeling. It's like this really subtle, mellow energy going out throughout the whole body. Now, what that means is that you're getting fresher ingredients, higher quality, food-based, food-sourced ingredients, and it's more absorbable. With all the electrical potential, somebody says, well, what does 115 million mean on the subtle energy score? What that means is that vitamin C can go right into the cells where it's most needed. It can be utilized right away within just minutes after it's digested. So a few hours after you take it, it's already starting to go to work.
It's awesome. I can tell you that. I started taking four of them a day and some days six. And it's just, it's like you said, I can't put my finger on it. I cannot describe. It's not like caffeine. It's when Bert's talking about energy, it's not like caffeine. Now, caffeine will make you feel more energized. But caffeine, you know, when it wears off, you're going to have a down. You're going to drop. That don't happen with this. You know, when you get on this, it's just one of those things that gets you through your day. And here's the big thing, though. Bert, even Linus Pauling would tell you to take a bunch of vitamin C every day because we don't produce any as human beings. We got to get it through our diet, and it is absolutely one of the greatest healing properties in the human body.
Yeah, Linus Pauling, in his later years, he was teaching at the university out here in California, and he was had his lab coat on, and as he would go throughout the day, he would just reach in and grab some of his vitamin C capsules, put them in his mouth, and swallow them. I'm not able to do that without water, but he was, and he was getting up to 40 capsules to 50 capsules of vitamin C per day. That was based on his research. He doesn't just have one Nobel Prize related to vitamin C and nutrition and human health. He has two Nobel Prizes. There are so few Nobel laureates that have two Nobel Prizes. He was just in that very, very select group. And, you know, I recommend that to everyone. When you learn something and you know it's true, do it every day of your life. That's what Dr. Pauling, his example is, that you don't just learn something and go, oh, that's interesting. You learn something, and then you start applying it. You start doing it every day.
So, folks, if you're going to take vitamin C anyway, why not consider the best? Come look at it. Come check it out. And I'm going to tell you what, if you come in the store and tell them you heard about it on this radio station, remind them I told them, and they will do it for you. You get 20% off. And to get you on that vitamin C complex so you can understand the difference. You know, Bert, another incredible product we're getting some really positive feedback on is due to the fact that so many people now are coming in, and they have for years, but they really are now. They got, tingling in their feet, burning in their feet, poor circulation, numbness, especially type 2 diabetics. And, you know, we've started, promoting your Positive Power Nutritional Super Circulation Herbal Complex. And they're doing the same thing with that they are the C complex and the iodinized. They're coming in and saying, you know, wow, I'm starting to get feeling back in my feet, or the burning is gone, or, you know, this, that, and that. Now, it takes a little while. Now, folks, we're not telling you the first time you swallow these capsules, all that's going to go away. That's not it at all. You're rebuilding your body at a cellular level. And for your body to rebuild at a cellular level, for instance, if you've got neuropathy, if you've got bad circulation, guess what? That didn't happen to you overnight. It's not going to go away overnight. But if you put the proper building blocks in your body, such as what's in the super circulation, over a period of just weeks, people are telling huge differences. In a couple of months, 2 or 3 months, they're sharing this information with everybody else, which that's how you know when a product really works, is when somebody looks at you and says, listen, this is what I did, and this is what the results I've got. Because those are people you know, and you know they're not going to just sit there and lie to you about it because they're not making any money off of it. Bert, let's go over super circulation and how these ingredients work synergistically to rebuild and help, or to support, let me say it that way, to support the health of the circulatory system.
Well, you know, it's got to, I mean, all of our formulas are very, very specific as to what the synergy is based on the quantity. So the super circulation, first of all, it has real niacin. Okay, so it's got 25 milligrams of vitamin B3 niacin. And so on the label it says, you know, you may experience kind of a warm flush, that the skin will actually look like there's more blood getting to the skin level of your body, which it does. So you get this warm flush. Now, when I first started taking the super circulation product, I would take one capsule and I would get that niacin flush within about 10 or 15 minutes. And then after a while, I wasn't feeling that flush anymore, so I started taking two capsules a day. And on the second one, if I spaced it out by a few hours, I didn't really feel that flush. But what that is that feeling and that tingling that you get in the skin as it opens up is that it's opening up the capillaries, the smallest blood vessels you have. So all of the ingredients in there, it has red-rooted sage. These are all herbal ingredients. English hawthorn berry, ginkgo, biloba leaf, butcher's broom root, cnidium seeds, motherwort leaf, ginger. It has horse chestnut, cinnamon, cat's claw. It's got two different amino acids. It has 100 milligrams in each capsule of L-citrulline, which it's kind of like a pro-L-arginine. It's L-citrulline is converted by your body into L-arginine as it's needed. About the only natural source of it in food is in watermelon. So you've got the L-citrulline, you've got 50 milligrams of L-arginine, which again helps open up blood vessels. It helps create nitrous oxide that your body needs to keep the blood going. It's got bilberry leaf, white willow bark, cayenne pepper fruit, and it has polycosanol from sugarcane, which provides 10% octocosanol. And some people buy the formula just because they're so excited about the polycosanol. But that's all the ingredients. It's a lot of ingredients that all work together. And I eventually got up to 8 capsules a day personally. So I was taking a capsule every 2 hours during the time I woke up till I got in bed at night. And at 8 capsules a day, we've had reports from all over the country. Now, not everybody can do that. You need to read the label, and, you know, if you've got heart medication or heart problems, you need to check with your doctor first. But for everyone that can do it, all over the country, at 8 capsules a day, by the 12th day, people that have had numb feet and they can't feel their feet at all for 2 or 3 years, they're able to feel their feet again in less than 2 weeks. Now, I'm not saying everybody's going to start out at 8 capsules a day. I certainly didn't. But you're going to want to take as much as you feel inspired to do, and plenty of water, and you're going to really get the blood flow going.
I'm sorry, do you recommend people maybe start with one in the morning, one at night for 3 days, and then step up to one with each meal 3 times a day? And then, or is it okay to take it with food?
Well, like I say, a good indication that it's time to step up is when you're no longer feeling that niacin flush. So if you take one and you don't have any warm feeling and you don't see the blood getting to skin and everything else, then you're going to want to go right to 2 a day the next day.
Okay.
You know, that's what I would say. As a clinical nutritionist, I can't prescribe to you how to do it. It says that talk to your natural health practitioner and find out. But, yeah, personally, as a clinical nutritionist, what I recommend to clients and to family members is that as soon as you aren't feeling the flush, go to 2. As soon as you say, oh, no, I didn't feel any nitis in the flesh, no tingling in the skin, then you can go to 3. You can just increasing that as long as you're drinking plenty of water. And it's best to space it out a little bit. If you take 2 or 3 all at once, you're definitely going to have a niacin flush.
Well, I've also noticed that even with regular niacin, when I first started introducing myself to niacin, I got that flush. I mean, it was like I'd gotten embarrassed all of a sudden. My face was red. But after 3 or 4 days, I didn't get that anymore. So basically, does your body just adjust to that, or is it done healed a lot of stuff or opened the capillaries up so that you don't notice it again?
Well, exactly. What will happen is that embarrassed look on the skin that you're talking about,
the flush,
the tingling, that warm sensation, the flush, all of that has to do with the fact that it's opening up the capillaries. Once your capillaries, which is really the only way that blood ever gets to your cells, is it has to go through capillaries. Blood is not getting to your cells when it goes through the arteries or through the veins. That's just the big superhighway. The blood has to get off that superhighway and go down into the smallest little residential street. It's that, it's the blood vessels that are the capillaries. And so once it opens up, it'll stay open. I didn't have to take 8 capsules per day for that long to really feel a difference. And one of the biggest things is people are thinking about, oh, numb feet or numb extremities or getting blooded extremities, and they're not thinking of how your brain is an extremity.
I didn't think about that.
More so than your toes or your fingers is that the blood has to get to every part of the brain through the capillaries. So people that are taking the super circulation on a regular basis are saying, I'm thinking so much more clearly. Positive outlook on life, and it's just blood and oxygen getting to every part of the brain.
So that's why people get brain fog as they age.
That's one of the reasons, is lack of blood flow to it may be getting to the brain enough to have you function, but you're just not functioning 100%. So when people say, oh, I'm going to take the super circulation, I feel 30 years younger. Well, okay, you feel 30 years younger because you're getting oxygen and blood you can't get rid of the poisons and toxins in your cell unless there's blood flow.
That makes okay? so that, much
that,
sense.
That means you remain poisoned in all of your cells if you can't get blood flow to those cells. Whoa. And the blood flow has to go through the capillaries to get to the cells.
Wish I'd known that in high school. I had a teacher once tell me I was numbskulled. I could have said, what's my circulation?
<That's right. laughs> Hey. Well, that could possibly be where that saying comes from, numbskull, because that's what happens. You have a person, you ask them a question, they're just kind of looking at you like, and you say, well, did you hear what I said? And they're going, it doesn't mean that the person is not smart. It just means that the blood's not getting to the part of the brain where you would know they were smart.
Well, there's brain power, folks. If anybody needs more brain power, it's me. I may go to A today myself. when you run 5 businesses, Bert, like I do, you got to keep your brain. You got to keep the oxygen flowing.
Oh, yeah, I know. We do a whole bunch of good things. We're not saying super circulation is the only thing you have to do. Of course you're going to want to get some body movement, some kind of exercise going, whether it's just, raising your hands up the ceiling and then bringing them back down and raising them up, coming back down, or whether it's walking or whatever exercise, if you're not exercising at all, just start out slowly. But super circulation can be a great part of that program.
Well, that's why I bought a farm. I used to work out in the gym. Now I bought a farm. I just work out on the farm. But that's how I stay in shape. Well,
it's a lot more productive than just picking up weights and setting them down, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I can grow food and plow guards. Listen, I was raised on a farm, so that's a beautiful thing. Folks, you get to see God at work when you raise things. When you grow cattle or you grow food out of the ground, you want to see God in action. Plant a seed. Teach your children when they're young. Teach your grandchildren. Take them out there and let them plant, and then take them back and show them what God does. Because man can't make that sprout. That's a God thing. You better need to remember that. Man cannot make them sprout. Now, we can encourage them to sprout with fertilizer and temperatures, but we can't make them sprout. Let's go, so folks, if you got circulation issues of any kind, if you're on blood pressure medication, if you're on diabetes medication, if you start developing some neuropathy, listen, I'm telling you, and by the way, it's totally safe for a type 2 diabetic or a type 1 as far as it goes to take super circulation, right?
I mean, yes.
With their doctor's permission, obviously.
The super circulation, like I say, if you've got heart problems, you got to talk to your doctor. But for really anybody can take it. I would say it's mostly adults that take this product.
Sure.
But
diabetes, though, is not a heart issue.
No, it's not. And with diabetes, it's more a pH balance issue. To give you an idea, every person that has gotten balanced in their pH, meaning their acid alkaline component of the clear fluids in their body, as soon as that's in a slightly alkaline range, and to know that, you got to be testing once a week. But as soon as you're there, diabetes, both type 1 and type 2, completely clears up and goes into remission within 7 months.
Whoa, wait a minute.
You don't have to suffer the diabetes. And it's so funny because when I would teach class and do seminars, I'd ask people, I'd say, you know, if I had 10 people that had diabetes or suffering with diabetes, and I ask all 10, would you like to get rid of it and not have diabetes anymore? How many do you think would say yes? So everybody in the class goes, well, all of them, all 10. And I go, well, I wish.
Yeah.
I find that it's only about 3 out of 10 that actually do it. The rest of them say, nah, I'm good. You know, I'm on my medication. I don't need to do anything.
Well, they would actually
prefer to continue to have the disorder in their life than to take a really simple step, which is to get pH balance to have it completely go away. There's a book written on the subject by a doctor, and it's called The pH Miracle for Diabetes.
In this book,
Roy, what happens is that the foreword of the book was written by a medical doctor who is the chief medical officer of a chain of hospitals in Houston, Texas. And in the thing, he says, you know, I wouldn't even be able to tell you how 100% of the people that have got pH balance, all their diabetes has gone to remission and cleared up. He says, I couldn't even tell you that except I'm retiring, and so, you know, they can't do anything to me for telling you the truth. But in this, every person in the hospital, both type 1 and type 2, that means even people that are doing insulin shots every day, with the help of their doctor, they can get completely off their insulin, even if they've been doing 3 shots a day for 20 or 30 years.
Well, see, my manager of my store in Athens is type 1 diabetic, which she developed when she was about 9.
Yep.
So that means people say you're born with it. Well, she wasn't born with it, but she's now type 1. She has to inject. And so I'm going to get her on that. I'm going to say, hey, you're going to, if you want to get better, let's get you pH balanced. Do your testing every week, like Bert taught.
Yep.
She was here when you did your class here. What a great class. If you ever come back this way, let us know. We'll have another one.
We could talk a lot about diabetes, so maybe another time, we could do a whole show on that. But out of all the people who've gotten pH balance that I've known, some of them it's a lot faster than 7 months. I had one person and you have to do this properly. You have to be a person that tests your glucose as often as your doctor tells you to do. So, you know, he got pH balance, even before he got complete pH balance, he just got close to pH balance, and he went from 4 shots a day of insulin down to 2 shots a day. And this was in about 3 or 4 weeks, and he goes, whoa! He says, you know, I wasn't expecting that for months. Well, for this particular individual, for 5 months, he was completely off all of his insulin shots. So I always ask people, so where did he get his insulin? From his pancreas.
Well, it's making it.
It means that his body was making and secreting into the blood, shipping. I say making it and shipping it to the bloodstream to the cells, all the insulin he needed.
That is incredible. I mean, from what I know about pH balancing in cancer, you just opened up a whole new world for us here. because there's so many, especially type 2 diabetics in America today. And I'm like you. I'm sure I'll be amazed if I can get 3 out of 10 to do it. And it's not that hard, folks. My wife and I have done it. You just test your saliva once a week. This is not a big deal. You get up first thing in the morning before you drink any water, before you brush your teeth, and you salivate into I'd call it a party spoon. They're plastic, you know, and you salivate yep. into it until you've got enough in there that you can dip the tip of the strip, the pH strip in there with the color code on the end of it. And then about 90 seconds after you stir it around in there, it's going to turn a color, and that's going to tell you your pH. And, you know, Bert, almost everybody that went through that class that you had here that did it, every one of them were in the acidic range. Not one of them was alkaline. And that's even me, folks, and I take tons of nutrition, but I'm also stressed through the roof too. But when I learned how to lower my stress levels, to relax into life better, I guess you could say increase my faith in God and know that He has everything under control. As I did those things, I'm pH balanced about 95 to 98% of the time now. And health is a horse.
But what you said is that when we have tested people all over the United States, you know, we've got a lot of people here in our science team, and then we teach other people how to do it. But right now in the United States, out of all the adults and all the adolescents, there's only 95% of the population is out of balance. So there's only 4% that's balanced. So I always tell people, if you want to be able, you know, if you want bragging rights to say, okay, I am in the top 4% health-wise in the United States, it would be getting pH balanced. So much so that on the National Institute of Health, I know we talked about this a few weeks ago, National Institute of Health, which is a government-run website for all of the clinical studies and research studies about health, they came out with an article here just a few months ago saying that out of all the people that were pH balanced when they were exposed to the new flus and viruses going around, that they didn't have any, serious effects. So that means that they were saying that severe effects or even death from the exposure to the COVID viruses would only happen with people that are out of balance. Well, that's easy to say. 95% of the U.S. population is out of balance.
There you go.
The more that you're out of balance, the more serious the things were. The people that they were putting them on ventilators and all these things that led to their death, that was for people that were not pH balanced. So I feel like, yeah, we had 18 years before this new series of flus came along, and to tell people about pH balancing, but not everybody's going to take that 5 minutes a week. 5 minutes a week is what it takes for you to work on and to know if you're pH balanced or not.
And if you're not, it's as simple as cell power. Well, we got about 15 seconds left. I tell people this fastest 30 minutes on the radio. I'm not kidding. But folks, thank you. Remember, vitamin C complex, if you're going to take vitamin C anyway, super circulation by Positive Power Nutritionals if you got circulatory issues. Thank you, Bert, for being on with us again. Folks, may God bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.